T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, my friends, today I have an interesting interviewee. I'm trying to make up a word here in my own mind. The reason I think this gentleman is so interesting is because he and his wife have just come through a tremendously difficult time. And they came out the other side of that tremendously difficult time and ended up in a very, very good position. Now, I'm going to let him tell the story. I'm not going to go there, but I do want to color the story a little bit with my story. And then you'll understand why I think this story is so important. You know, I've been consulting people for 30 years. And whenever I meet someone that's not successful, there's always the reason why they're not. They had problems as a child. They had problems in their marriage. They got divorced. They lost all their money. They got ultimately ill, sick, hurt, injured, lost their job, ruined their credit. And then, of course, all of those can add up to be the decline that will never come out of. In other words, you go into a death spiral and you never come out of it type of thing. And what I've found that is the people that are successful, interestingly enough, have those same stories, and they overcome them. So a year ago, in fact, it's almost a year completely now, back in October of 2019, we're in 19 and 2018, I had to go to the hospital, have intestinal surgery. They opened me up like a, you know, the gut and chicken, pulled all my guts out, put them back in, put a colostomy sack on me, zipped me up, and sent me home. Then a couple months later, put me back in the hospital, opened me up completely again, put my intestines back inside of me, and zipped me up again. And then by that time, I had lost so much weight and muscle, my spine could not support my body weight, and I got pinched nerves in my spine and had to go in for back surgery. And I mean, it all happened. But what was interesting about all that, which is irrelevant, in that reason it's irrelevant, is because during the middle of that, right in the very middle, I found the property I wanted to buy. And it was in line with exactly what I wanted. I'd been looking for it for a year, and I finally found it, got it under contract while I was in the hospital. So I did all the due diligence, all the stuff while in and out of the hospital for 2 months and closed on the deal. Now we've had it for a year, and it's a blessing. So what would have happened if I just would have said, hey, I'm in the hospital, I can't go get it? I wouldn't have the property right now. And I think that's important. And the gentleman we have with us today has a very similar story, but we want to get into it, along with the fact of what he's done through Lifestyles. So with us today is Jeff Culverhouse. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Well, Del, thank you for that introduction, and I really appreciate you letting me come on your show here today.
Well, let's not give them all the exciting stuff right up front here. Let's start out by sharing with them a little bit about you and your wife, and what brought you to this decision you wanted to do some real estate investing?
Sure. My wife and I are just normal, everyday people. You know, I got my engineering degree and started working, and you know, been doing that for 20 years, and you know, we were just going along and trying to figure out, you know, as an engineer, you work a lot of hours and work really hard. You know, I did that so that my wife could stay home with the kids and everything, and we were doing that successfully. But it, you know, the question becomes, how are you going to retire? When am I going to, you know, quit working these 60-70 hour weeks? And you know, what is there? There's got to be more to this. And you know, working so hard for somebody else, you know, making more money for some big corporation, you know, it's good and fulfilling, but I wanted something for, you know, for us that we could, you know, do for ourselves. And so that kind of drove us towards real estate. You know, of course, I didn't know anything about real estate, but luckily we had some very good friends that had joined the LU, and, you know, talking to them, in fact, I kept saying, I'm not ready for that. I don't have the capital to invest in. And, you know, I was carpooling with these guys and listening to them for a couple of years before we finally joined.
That's pretty funny, really, because I know who they are, and I can't believe that, you know, it took a couple of years, these guys, because they're really motivated and successful with what they've done here. So you what finally broke the camel's back that you said, okay, I'm going to go look into this thing, and what did you do first?
Well, you know, we were on the Dave Ramsey plan, right? We'd been taught to save all our lives and get that nest egg going, and then, you know, we had incurred, you know, some credit card debt when we had the kids and everything, but I wanted to have everything paid off. I wanted to have my house paid off, and you know, we got to the point where we had everything but the house paid off, you know, no cars, no debt, then it was like, okay, I think I'm finally ready to jump. And also, one of my good friends, he decided he was going to go lead. And so we decided that, okay, now's the perfect time. We want to get in, and we want to go ahead and get in on the ground floor with him and his property. And, you know, that kind of pushed us to go to the 2-day.
So did you and the wife both go?
Yes, yes.
So you've been listening to this guy now for a year. Now you finally come in and listen to the information. Let's see how much time I have left here. Okay, we got enough time for an answer to this one. So you hit this 2-day thing, and you've been hearing the bits and pieces, and now it's all drawn together in a big, giant map. What was the aha moment you got when you took the 2-day? What really slapped you in the face and light bulb went on and go, man, that's it. What have I been waiting for?
So really it was, you know, we had equity in our house, and I was kind of worried about that. But then you see all these people, and you know, I've heard the stories, and you see a few of the people in the 2-day that are actually, you know, that have been there and done this. And I was like, you know, I do have capital. We have money in our house that we can pull out. And so, you know, that was kind of the aha moment. I think Dave Fisher said, you know, it's kind of the graduation from, you know, from Dave Ramsey is doing this. And so we were like, you know, we can take the money out of our house and invest it, and that turned out tremendous for us.
So did either you or the wife flip out when we brought up the concept that let's call it the concept of dead equity, the money sitting there doing nothing, whereas you've been taught your whole life, hey, you got to pay your home off. That's free and clear home is the secret to life itself on earth, right? Did that scare either of you?
Yeah, it was me. I'm the skeptic. I'm the one that was, you know, like I said, I sat there and listened to my friends for, you know, a couple of years on this, and it's, you know, they brought me in kicking and screaming, I guess, as they say, you know, but we finally, you know, once I, you know, listen, especially that second day when you're listening to how it all works. Of course, I'd already seen, you know, these people had invested in multiple deals where they, you know, returned great amounts of money, because they were investing in like 2013, 2014 when they were getting big returns on their properties. But now it was after that we, you know, really went with full force with it.
What else did you see in the 2-day that clarified stuff for you. I mean, it's a lot of material there. I'm just curious what, because the reason why I'm asking this is because you had the luxury of having bits and pieces thrown at you, but now you're getting the details. I'm just wondering what stood out to you that you and the wife looked at each other and said, phew, man, we missed that one.
Yeah, it was that it's not hard to do this. And, you know, as a passive investor, it really is easy, right? You just give somebody a little bit of money and then poof, in a couple of years you get money back. And it's, that was really the aha moment for me.
So ease of operations, what drew you to it after that point? I think it's interesting for most people, and I'm going to have to go to break here in a second, so we'll be back with Jeff here in the show. But as we break out of here, I just want to remind you that I think the number one most interesting thing most people claim is when they realize they have debt equity, that their money is earning them nothing, that they have net worth, but it's earning them nothing. We'll be right back with Jeff Culverhouse and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com to access our free live training event schedule. Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Walmsley Radio Show today on Tell Del. We have Jeff Culverhouse out of Dallas, Texas. Jeff and his wife have accumulated 3 or 4 apartment complexes as a passive. I think one of those sold off. And they also decided to become leads, and they are lead investors themselves, which we'll get to in a moment. We've just finished discussing them coming to the 2-day, finding us through friends. Now we're going to talk about when you came out of the 2-day, Jeff. Let's talk about the plan. What did you and the wife plan, and how did you execute that plan?
So our plan was to, you know, to get into this first deal and to kind of learn, you know, real estate. Like I said, we had not really done much with real estate other than hearing what our friends had done. And so our goal was to get into that first deal. And then after that, in year two, we wanted to be into two deals, you know, passively. So, you know, we started doing our networking. And luckily for us, we kind of have it easier in that respect because, you know, I've got several friends that were now lead investors. And so, I had kind of an inside track there. And, you know, without that, I wouldn't be able to be where I am now, you know. So really it was just at first attacking the passive deals. We knew I wanted to be a lead at some point just from looking at the numbers, you know, there's just so much more chance to retire yourself if you can become a lead. And my wife, on the other hand, was, you know, she was not so sure about that. And it took some coaxing, but eventually we both came around to it.
It's interesting and fun. I go through it myself with my wife. It's just the dynamics of two people, any two people, trying to come to a conclusion together is always interesting. And I guess it's really lucky for those of us who have married the right person that we can formulate an agreeable position between the two of us. Some people out there, like I said, yeah, I've met people that were dying to get into doing something, and their spouse wouldn't let them do it, you know, so that's great. You guys came out, you had a true advantage to be having a deal and a person you wanted to go into the deal. I would suggest for people listening, though, that most people that come in here are able to get into a deal within 3 or 4 months, and then they can get in as many as they want after that, because once you get on everybody's list, there's deals coming through my email every single day, and we're turning them down left and right and left and right because we just can't keep up with the volume. So I don't think that's really a problem you would run into, Jeff. But
definitely.
Yeah, it was a definite advantage. And the advantage is that it was a friend, so you didn't have the fear. You knew the person, right? So that's good. Moving on from there, though, you went on to deals with other people that weren't friends, right?
Actually, all of the deals we are in are friends of ours. So.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. I didn't know that part of the story. So what is it called when you're in a little snobby group together? Or what's
Yeah, we actually do have a name for our group.
Oh, wow. A little clique within the group. Huh? That's funny. That is funny. They had those here and used a couple different groups where they had bought like 5 or 10 apartment complexes within a mile or two of each other. So they called themselves, you know, things like the Galveston Pigs or something like that. I don't know what it's called. But Clear Lake Pigs or whatever. But moving along. Boy, did I get sideswiped on that one. Let's talk about you coming to the conclusion somewhere along the line that you wanted to be a lead. Let's work into that from how it built up to that, and then what snap made you make that decision to go ahead.
Sure, that's a pretty good one. We, looking at the numbers, you know, I'm a spreadsheet kind of guy. I like to make the numbers work. Basically, it makes me feel better to have the calculations, and just going over the numbers. It's like, yeah, I can do this passively, and you know. And that works, but if you want to be more aggressive and do it, it's going to have to be, you know, push more, right? So what I did was, you know, I was looking at it, and I wanted to be lead, and we went along, you know, thinking, okay, maybe next year, maybe next year, maybe next year. Well, then I worked my butt off in 2018 for the company I worked for. I mean, I put in long hours, did a bunch of install stuff, and just was doing a bunch for the company. And then in February, when we go to get my raises, it was just not what I expected. It was not near as good as what I felt I put in. And so, you know, that was a light switch for me. I was like, you know, I'm a number here. I can bust my butt and work really hard and just get really small raise that wasn't even up to, you know, what Social Security got this year. And so at that moment, I decided to jump. And I, in fact, I after I got my paper for my raise, I went and texted my good friend and said, "Okay, I'm ready." Because he had been sending me stuff. You need to jump, you know, and that's the name of our group, Jump Crew. And so he got me to jump, and as they say, the rest is history.
Wow. So the process, you decided that it was time. Let's walk us through here. We still got 2 minutes left. Walk us through the process. You had to go tell your mentor and sign up for it. Let's walk through the steps you went through.
Okay, so first, you know, I was talking to my friend, and he's helping me, tell me what I need to do. So I go initiate the contact with the mentor. You know, in parallel, I'm talking to mortgage brokers. I'm talking to real estate attorneys and trying to get my team in place behind me. And so it really helps to have people that are already doing this on your side. So, you know, we got all that stuff lined up and got how much about what we were wanting to look for. We were wanting to look for like a 40 unit or less property, and went and talked to the mentors and got blessed off and became a aspiring lead. And it all happened really fast because we were looking at a property that was, you know, I think it was 18, 20 units, somewhere around there. And that, you know, that just didn't happen. But then we were at some old Capital event, and I started talking to some brokers there, and they were talking about some off-market deals and never gave me any names, but so I started digging around in the area and found a property, and we ended up submitting an LOI on that within, you know, I think I was an aspiring lead for a couple of months only, and then, you know, this property happened.
Wow, so that's quick. You moved in right away, got it done. Now, one point I want to make clear to everybody out there, and I didn't realize this was going to happen, but I'm feeling it to me, so if I'm feeling it, probably everybody else out there is feeling it. You have all these friends that are in there, okay? So we might be leading people to believe you, because you had friends, had people talking to you. What I want everybody out there to understand is if you're a brand new person and you start going through the networking that we have set up, you're going to meet these people, and anytime, very quickly, they're all going to be helping you just like they're helping Jeff. We'll take a short break. Yeah. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Talk 13.7, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Jeff Culverhouse out of Dallas, and Jeff and his wife purchased 3 or 4 different passive apartment complex deals and then decided they wanted to go ahead and be a lead themselves. He joined up as an aspiring lead and went out and started looking for a property within a few short months. He had found his dream that he wanted to do, and it looked like he'd gotten all the work done. He'd set up and got ready to go, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, like life generally does, it starts, you know, throwing stuff at you. The sky starts falling, and he and his wife were faced with a series of issues, and I'm going to let him tell the story and explain how they thought about it and what kept them going and how they got through it. So, Jeff, please go ahead and share your story of what happened once you found the property and started working on it.
Sure, yeah. And to your point on the other members and everything, the mentors and everything, they've been instrumental, and there's no way we could have done this without all of the support of the whole LU family and team, all the other leads and the mentors. They were instrumental in making sure our quick analysis was done right, scrutinized, and anyway, so moving on to the other portion there. We had our MFQA done, and, you know, of course, Don and Charles looked over it and, you know, gave me their opinions and you know, changed up some numbers and everything. We got that going. I was comfortable with the LOI to submit, and we did that, and it got accepted. And shortly after we submitted that LOI, and Molly's, my wife's father died. And so, you know, at this point, there was a lot going on with that. She ended up having to be the administratrix for the property. And so it was like, we're talking and, you know, can we still handle this? And, you know, she was like, I don't know. And I'm like, I don't either. And basically it came down to, we can't turn this opportunity down. So we decided that, okay, life's throwing us this curveball, but you know what? We'll push through and we can make it, you know, with the both of us working on it, we got this. So we did that and we pushed through and, you know, like I said, the LOI got accepted. And then, you know, we start doing due diligence and everything. And we're like probably 2 or 3 days before money goes hard. And all of a sudden, she gets diagnosed with breast cancer. And so, that is a life-changing moment. You know, as you said, it's hard. You're sitting there, you're going to doctors and in hospitals and everything. And it's like, at that point, it was like, you know, we're got money tied up in this and, you know, we're about to have all of our money go hard. And so it's like, can we do this? And again, it came down to, you know, what's next? If we don't do this, who knows when we'll find deals? It takes people a long time to find deals. And, you know, we could have sat there and decided not to persevere and to just give in. But we decided not to do that. We decided to push through and fight with this. And, you know, we've fought her cancer and that's over with. She's about to do reconstruction surgery. And, you know, and the property, we got it, took it over. And are wrangling that in.
This must have been something as a family that drew you guys together very closely, created an even stronger bond. How did it feel coming through as a team like that and working it through and making it work?
It's awesome. And, you know, we have two young kids, two, an 11 and a 12-year-old boys. And, you know, in fact, I had completely forgotten about this, but my youngest, he told me the other day, he goes, hey, Dad, you remember when you came and asked if we thought it was a good idea for us to go ahead and pursue this lead investment deal? And I was like, you know, it is a family thing. And so that's why I had asked that. Of course, they were all in with it and wanted us to, and just wanted us to all be happy. But no doubt, you know, we are a close family. You know, I married my high school sweetheart, and we're just able to function as one unit. And you know, I'm at the hospital with her when she has her surgeries, and she helps me out with the property. You know, a lot of the operation stuff. She goes and does meetings when I can't make it, and it's just a great team effort. And no doubt, it has pulled us together even more.
What did your kids get out of all this? Did they, have you been able to sense, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, that's unsanitary, but do you sense that they learned something from this experience about life and about success?
Oh yeah. It's they know that there's, you know, there's adversity and, you know, nothing is given to anybody. And, you know, I think that's part of the problem. You know, today you see, people think that things are handed to you. You know, we have fought for everything we have, and I think that they are learning valuable lessons with us, you know, not just our situation, but, you know, other people's situations with lifestyles. And you know, I think it's, I keep trying to tell them, you know, don't do like we did. Don't wait until you're, you know, until you're 40 to start going down this real estate path. And so we hope to plant that seed with them.
Yeah, that's that in itself is one whole story altogether, the legacy aspect of it. But watching you and the wife go through this situation with them and to come out the other side has got to be character-building opportunities, no doubt. Let's go into, after you closed on the deal. Well, first of all, tell us what you liked about the deal. Why did you like this deal?
You know, I liked it because the most of the interiors had all been turned on this thing. And the location, you know, I didn't know much about the Sherman-Denison area until I started looking at this deal. And there's something about Denison that that town has a buzz about it. There's so much construction, so much things being turned in. And I'm just looking at the future here. This is, to me, it looked very interesting. Everything in the downtown area, the property we got is real close to the downtown area, so everything's being turned there. There's all these beautiful old houses that are being renovated, you know, on the same block and, you know, in the surrounding blocks around this property. And I'm looking at the market analysis, and everybody in there is 95 to 100% occupied. And so I'm like, you know, what's the catch here? And the previous owner had gone through a lot of work with this property. When they took it over, the occupancy was really low. And so they turned all the interiors and everything, they pushed the rents, but they were still well below market. And that was my goal, is looking at this. We came in and like, you know, nothing had been done to the exterior. So we'll renovate the exteriors and just see where we can go with the rents, because there was plenty of wiggle room there. And so far it's been great. We're already pushing past our year two pro forma within the first 4 months of this deal. So
really, you're ahead of year two's pro forma in four months. That's amazing.
On the units that we've rented out. I don't mean to say that we're, you know, our NOI is where it needs to be yet at all.
Oh, okay.
But our rents are definitely where they need to be. So
in your turnaround process, do you have planned to move some of these people out, or just hit them with higher rent and see if they stay? Do you have a month-to-month plan that we're going to knock one off a month until we get them all done or something? How did you plan to process that to get it all up to where it needs to be?
Well, that was the plan. We were just going to push the rents and everything, you know, and you know how it is. Sometimes the plans don't quite work out. When we took over, you know, we came in and, you know, informing them that we're going to stick to policies, and I think that scared quite a few people, because in the second month we had three people skip on us, and I'm like, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? Because, you know, I've got to answer to the investors, and where are they going to, you know, this is my first deal, and so it's like, you know, we're just really worried that everybody's going to, you know, just get freaked out and upset, and you know, looking back on it, it's like, okay, it wasn't that bad. It just feels like it when you're the one, you know, it's a huge responsibility having all these people's money, and it'll keep you up at night, that's for sure. But
yeah,
it's worked
out.
Before
you finish that, let's go ahead, because we're going to a break here in a second. I want to get this in before we go to break, and that's, it's lucky that you're with other Lifestyles members who understand everything you're going through, so they're not so judgmental as an uneducated investor might be. We'll be right back with Jeff and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Five. Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to DellOnTheRadio.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today is Jeff Culverhouse out of Dallas, Texas, talking about a purchase of his first lead deal. He's done three or four multifamily deals as a passive. I think one of them sold. But he's now done one as the lead investor himself. And we were just talking about his first couple months of operations and how things were turning around, looking pretty good. So why don't you go ahead and pick it up from there where I cut you off at?
Sure. Yeah, we had a couple of people skip on us, and then so then all of a sudden these people had trashed these things. They were renting the property out at way below what market should have been. This is a 1,098 square foot townhouse, and they were paying like $729 a month. So weren't the best tenants. It was just they were nasty inside. I'll say it that way. So we started cleaning that up, and as I'm in the middle of working on that, then we have a huge plumbing problem, and we get that repaired. That had delayed us on turning those units, but once we got those turned, I started focusing a little bit on the Facebook and marketing aspects of it, and we got people interested in coming out, and then we had no problems running out at, what we were testing the waters at. So basically it was right now we're still working to get one of the units turned. We're at 95% occupancy, and we have some really strong interest in the one that we're finishing up our turn on, but it's going well. We're getting rented out what we want, and we're going to continue to try to push that and try to get be profitable for our passive investors and
so let's talk about the units you've turned. You say they were renting around $700 for a 1,000 square foot unit, which is very low.
Right.
I mean, ridiculously low. My guess is they should be, I'm just guessing, somewhere around $900. But what are you guys trying to get for them?
So right now we pushed to $850. That was our target for year one on pro forma on that. That really, we went with that because that was our, that was what our target had been. And, it's such a small complex, and I was afraid that we wouldn't be able to compete with, the other stuff in the area. But I do feel like we can definitely push more towards 900 and get that. And we'll get there. I do think we'll get there on that. But, that's where we're pushing.
Yeah. Well, the process is such that you can't take a $900 person, stick them next to a $700 person, because they're not the same person, and they won't like living together in a small environment. On the flip side of that, you have such a small property, it's very easy to go out and find 21 people that are all the right people, as opposed to finding 400 people that, if you're trying to turn over 400 units compared to yours. So it should be a pretty, I would say, short process comparatively. So that's all good. Now that you've been doing this, let's see, what time is it? I think we're getting pretty close here to the end of the show. Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about what your future plans are, because we've only got 2 minutes left.
Sure. We want to get this property, fully stabilized and profitable for our, for our investors. And then, we're looking to go into, somewhere around 100 unit deal. That's what our plan is. Our roadmap, I'd like to be, 1,000 units someday. And, we're self-managing and I to learn the business, and we'll see how that goes. I think definitely with the next deal, we want to self-manage as well. And, that's kind of our roadmap, just finish deal one, go to deal two, and, slowly get bigger, scale it.
When do you think that, have you mapped it out to see what kind of deals it would take in the future to replace your income so you could give up the daily squalor at the office?
Yeah, my goal is to be able to do it with deal two. I don't think I will completely replace my income, but with, with our savings and with, we have an e-commerce business that we started, 12, 13 years ago, and you know, ramping that is part of it to also help alleviate any of my you know, income problems there with that. But that's my goal, is to be able to retire myself and, you know, in deal two.
Great. So as you look at this now and you think back to the 3 or 4 years you drove around with your friends, what would you tell someone that's hearing this for the first time?
I would, don't wait. And I tell the people this, I tell them, in fact, I got a couple of our new college grads going to the case study this you know, on Thursday. And I keep telling them, don't wait. You can do it. You can do it. Just do it, you know. So definitely don't wait.
Oh, boy. Better truth never spoken. Well, Jeff, I appreciate you coming in and sharing your story with us, especially, you know, the intimacy of the family having some challenges there along the way. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
And for the rest of you out there, I want you to keep this in mind, that we're not doing this to make a little money on the side. That's not what this is all about, although there would be nothing wrong with that if that's what your goal was. But really, most people join Lifestyles because they see the lack of possibilities of retirement. And you're talking about someone like Jeff here that was looking at retiring in his 60s, maybe 70s, and now he's looking to retire in just a year or two at the most. That's a phenomenal turnaround. And that's really what it's all about. So I like to say online every day, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. And I hope that you can see that you only have one life and you only have one opportunity. And let's not do what Jeff did, which was listen to me for 3 years and or his friends for 3 years before you decide to make the changes. Because 2 or 3 years from now, you could have already been retired. And then, as he said, he may not make as much money as he did then, or he may make more. But the bottom line is, he'll be retired. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.